sir.
All right, next one's ready.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
Alberto Valencia, 261-220.
Okay.
That's mine.
Okay, the honorable Mr. Michael Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, so we're playing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for me for the record?
Full name is Alberto Arellano Valencia, DOC number 261-220.
Okay, sir, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this afternoon. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Knight. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your hearing lead this afternoon. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction, as well as a parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Valencia, prior to your hearing today, you received a signed form that notified you that you're going to have this hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay, thanks, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in, sir. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God in doing so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
So your hearing's going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board would make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out at phase one, Mr. Valencia. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether it's true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by engaging in physically assaultive behavior on or about November 8, 2018 at the Pima Reentry Center. Sir, is that true or false?
False.
Okay, thank you, sir. Given that you stated that that's false, sir, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Allegation number one. On 11-8-2018, offender Valencia Alberto attempted to physically assault CO2 Casasas and Pio Carreran. Incident Command System ICS was activated approximately 2150 hours by Sergeant Petrosky due to the offender Valencia behaving aggressively towards other offenders in the facility. He was yelling, screaming, and with his fist clenched attempted to swing at one of the offenders. Officer Carreran attempted to approach him and he ran towards her with his fist clenched. Offender was not following the commands given by staff and chemical agents had to be deployed to control his aggressive behavior. Offender became combative when officers were attempting to apply restraints and a taser was used to get the offender to comply. Follow-up to number one, offender was afforded medical attention and documentation and transported to ASPC Tucson Complex.
Okay, Mr. Valencia, what's not true about that, sir?
All of it.
All of it?
Yes. Would you like me to tell you what happened? I was at the parole office, the program they have there at the parole office. I was actually in the treatment program. So everything I'm about to tell you is on camera.
Okay.
And what did happen was they had separated me because they were under suspicion of using drugs. So they had separated me and had asked me not to step out of my room or into the day room area or go outside or anything, just to stay in my quarters. Well, I had just found out that my nephew passed away that day. And I wasn't emotionally stable, and I just kept going outside to smoke cigarettes. And the last time, I would say it was around 10 p.m., I was out there smoking, and one of the POs walked up to me, and she asked me to step inside, and I told her, hey, I just want to finish smoking. And at that point, two inmates came up from behind her and threatened me that if I did not go into my room, that they were going to physically assault me. Not in those exact words, but that they were going to physically assault me. And I said, well, and I looked at the PO, and the PO looks at him, and she says, She goes, thank you for that. And so I'm just sitting there like, what the heck? Like, what just happened? He just come and threatened me and my PO's okaying it. And I'm just looking. I said, well, I said, I'll go in the back door because I was in a separate wing. And like, mind you, this is all on camera at the parole office. They have the camera footage, and I'm sure we'll back this up 100%.
Okay,
so I walked towards the back where I told them the door was open. And once I get there, I run because they have already threatened me. And from the way I see it, the PO is not acting in a fashion that just lines up with doing what's right or allowing something like that to happen. So I jumped over the wall and started running the only direction I could run, which was to the right towards the volleyball field. As I was running in that direction, there was a PO that was to the side of me, ran off to the side, and she sprayed me with pepper spray. And I think that's what they're talking about when they said that I started running towards her. I was actually running from the people that had just walked me to the back of the building.
Okay.
And like I said, there's cameras there, and it'll all be on there.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion so I can move this on to phase two and get some more information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, and Father, discuss this with you. Based on the information contained in warrant number 2018W3236 and the information received from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, I am going to move to find that Mr. Valencia did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent and had or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed. Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Valencia, I'm going to go ahead and move on to phase two of the hearing. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate the community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner.
I'm sorry, sir. You're cutting in and out.
Okay, we're going to move into phase two of your hearing.
Okay.
During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'll go over some information with you in the warrant, give you an opportunity to present any other information that's relevant to the board, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Valencia was released from ADC custody on 8/27/2018 and arrested on 11/8/2018 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 11/9/2018 with a CSED of 226/2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2015, resisting arrest, 3 years, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2010, commitment A, count one, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2010, commitment B, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2010, commitment B, count three, marijuana violation, 6 months. 2009, commitment C, count two, disorderly conduct, 6 months. 2011, unlawful use means of transportation, 6 months. 2012, commitment E, count one, resisting arrest, 1 year, 9 months. 2012, commitment E, count two, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 3 months. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2011 TIS release, arrested on new charges, reached CSED in custody. 2012 TIS release, completed 2 months. 2014 TIS release, arrested on a tech violation, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is significant with violence, drugs, and criminal damage noted. Other arrest, 2004 drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GV score of G5, V6.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Valencia, I see that when you were released, you first were released, you were to stay with your sister, Miss Mary, Molly
yeah.
Valencia, at 4361 West Bank Rose, Bankhouse Road in Tucson. And then it looks like on November 1st, you were accepted at PRC for the IT8 Substance Abuse Program. at 1275 West Star Pass in Tucson. So what happened when you were staying with your sister, sir?
Well, I stayed with my sisters, and I had used, and we went and talked to my PO, and we thought it was best that I go do that treatment program because I was trying to address the issue. So I did the 30-day program, and then I requested the 90-day program after that as well. And that's where I was the majority of my time out on parole, was there at the PRC program.
Okay. Were you working during that period of time?
I was working. I do have a job waiting for me. It's as an iron worker. I work for Ashton through an independent company.
You work for who?
Ashton.
Ashton?
It's a road construction company here in Tucson. I work with an independent contractor through them.
Okay. So according to the program, you were assigned a task. Did you have to take any UAs at task, sir?
Yes, sir.
And how did those come out? Because I don't see the results.
They were all clean, sir.
They were all clean?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So according to your sanctions, looks like on September 6th, you were staffed and you was with your sister, sponsor, Ms. Valencia, and you were in the office, staffing the office. MEP appears to need help. You accepted PRC, as you were saying earlier, and then October 25th, you were staffed again and stated you used meth and alcohol the night that you were arrested. And stated, is that the night that, when you say the night you were arrested, is that the same night that this incident occurred, or were you arrested the previous time?
No, sir, that was that night.
Okay. So it says you were running from a guy who was chasing you with him and was attacked by police who beat him.
I got a ticket for obstructing a traffic.
Okay.
So I got arrested and released, and I reported to my parole officer as soon as they released me.
Okay.
And that's when I went into the 90-day program. Because I did the 30-day program that they have there. They have a 30-day, and it's called a motivational enhancement program. I did that 30-day program. I completed it, and I went to a halfway house, and I was there approximately 2 weeks. And I got my job, got on my feet, and then I ran into the police, and after I got released, I contacted my parole office and told them what happened, and they said that we can just get me into another halfway house. But then I asked them that I thought it was better for me if I go in and talk to them and see about doing the 90-day program, because I was trying to deal with the issue I was dealing with, abusing.
Well, okay, it looks like you were trying to work on your problem. But it looks like when you got arrested that time, sir, that the jail intake supervisor said that you became combative and had to be tased.
Well, all I did when I ran from them, I ran straight to a light pole, because I don't know where I was running to, but I was just running. And I stopped and I just put my back against the light pole. I had my hands down by my sides, and I just didn't lay down on the ground. But after they came close to grab me, they put me down on the ground, and what I think they're calling combative is me trying to keep my face off of the floor.
Okay.
Which, yeah, it is understandable. They're trying to hold me down, so, but I was just trying to keep my face up off the floor.
All right, Mr. Valencia, you at 5'7", 160 pounds?
Yes, sir. Well, about 140.
About 140. That's kind of smart to be tussling with somebody, don't you think so, sir?
I'm sorry, you keep cutting out. I didn't hear that last.
So that's kind of small to be tussling with somebody.
Right. That's why I know better than to do that, sir. That's why I tried to protect myself, but I was definitely not being aggressive in any way towards him.
Well, that's two times that, you know, the police say that you were aggressive and combative, and they say the same thing about the PRC. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yeah, I'd like to read a few notes for the record. On 9-6-2018, SPO Drone and PO Ahmed staffed the offender, his sister sponsor. Maybe Valencia was in the office for the staffing. She suspects him of drug use and stated she has seen him drink alcohol. She no longer wants him at her house, as she has children. He admitted to half a beer, but states he would be clean otherwise. He did report to task before staffing. He was offered the MEP as he appears to need help and no advance base at TLC or PMA at the time. Fender wants to see if he can find another sponsor and sister will return him to PRC. On 9/13/2018, Tashway was positive for THC while he was in the MEP program at PRC. Was staffed with SPO Drone as I believe he should be moved into the ITH program.
Can I speak?
Hold on, so long.
10/22/2018, Officer Radovich went to the Pima County Jail to serve offender conditions upon arrival. He was informed that the offender was at the hospital for the jail staff. The offender was very combative during his intake and had to be tased several times. The jail will be contacted tomorrow to get the reports on what happened. Fender was in the Pima County Jail for obstructing a highway. P.O. Duffy had ordered the police report. On 11/8/2018, earlier in the day before the incident at PRC, 11/8/18, at approximately 16:55 hours, information was received that offender Valencia Alberto from ITH was in the back patio area of the ITH and had urinated in the ashtray and was acting very out of it. Sergeant Petrosky, Officer Dunn, Mr. White went on and directed the offender Valencia to come inside and report to Ms. Reyes' office. Offender definitely was displaying signs of impairment due to his extreme red bloodshot eyes, delusional thought process, and inability to comprehend what was actually being said to him, and numerous directives. Offender Valencia finally came in and was escorted down to EMU office where Deputy Warden Smith and CCO Sumowski attempted to speak to him. Offender denied taking anything except coffee, and the chemical trails in the sky are the reason he is the way he is. Offender was later placed down in A run for the night after being stripped of negative results. They will attempt to do a UA. On 11/8/2018, later that day, I'll just read it again, it was in the warrant, but 11/18/2018 at 21:50 hours, Sergeant Petrosky initiated ICS for offender Valencia 261220, who was observed acting in an aggressive manner towards the other residents outside in the back patio by yelling and screaming at them with his fence quest, and then attempted to swing at one of the offenders in the group. Offender Valencia then took off running when Sergeant Petrosky, Officer Casillas, and CEO Carrion approached him, but then came running back towards Officer Kasakis and CEO Carrion with his fence clenched again. He was directed to stop, but continued to run. Chemical agents were deployed by both officers, Casasas and CEO, they have his name twice, but no effect on the offender as he turned at the last second and took off running across the field down the softball field, where he finally stopped and just stood there. Sergeant Petrosky at this time had the taser drawn from his holster and gave the offender several directives to get down on his stomach. The offender refused to comply. Officer Kasakis moved in and was able to gain control of the offender's right wrist in an attempt to restrain offender Valencia. At this time, offender Valencia became combative with staff and he was assisted to the ground by Officer Kasakis, CSO Carrion, Officer Taylor, Officer Dunn to prevent further injury to himself or to staff and to continue to get the offender into restraints. Offender was still being combative at 21:55 hours. Sergeant Petrosky had to use approximately 3 to 4 dry stuns from the taser to gain control from offender before he was properly restrained at 22:03 hours. At 22:05 hours, offender was escorted to the MU office and interviewed by Deputy Warden G. Smith and afforded medical attention and decontamination, all of which declined to accept. Offender only sustained a minor scratch to his left cheek. He was afforded water to drink. Staff was also checked.
Okay, Mr. Valencia, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board that's going to be relevant to this case?
Just the only thing that I really violated on was disobeying a direct order. I ran from them after I was threatened. I did run from them. I didn't feel that my safety was, I didn't feel safe there, and I ran.
Okay.
And that is what happened. I mean, I apologize to anyone that I might have offended, but that's all I really have to say.
Okay, well, Mr. Valencia, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, sir. I am going to ask you to remain on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent while the board is in discussion. I will get back to you with the conclusion of the board's decision, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, the board is not going into discussion. Mr. Valencia did have an altercation while he was there at the facility. He also got arrested, and this time he had to be physically subdued when he got arrested. According to the police officers at the jail, said that he became combative and he had to be subdued. And it seems like that's kind of the same thing happened at PRC, where he became combative, although he said he was having some other issues that caused him to be combative that had to do with his family that created the situation. But it appears that Mr. Valencia has a drug problem, and it seems like when he starts to take drugs, he does become combative and has a hard time comprehending and calming down so that he can be. I don't think that he's trying to physically harm anyone, but he could cause physical harm to himself or cause someone to physically harm him as a result of his behavior. He will be released on February 26th of this year, 19, which is about 2 months away. I think that it'd be best for Mr. Valencia to go ahead and complete his time that he has left. When he gets released, I would hope that while he's there, he'll work with his CO3 to get in some type of program, drug rehab program, as well as some type of anger management program that I think he needs to get involved with and get in NAAA while he's there in the institution. So I think it would be best, as I said previously, for Mr. Valencia to stay at the facility and get involved in some programs, work with the CO3 for when he gets out. That's my opinion. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. There are no comments coming from the colleagues. I'm going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision, and Mr. Valencia find that he was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, Dr. Wright. Mr. Valencia?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on February 26th of 2019, sir. At the time that you release, you won't be on any parole or community supervision, sir. Try to work with your CO3, sir, with the time you have remaining in the institution to see when you get released. Maybe you can get involved in a drug rehab program when you're released in some anger management classes, sir, because it appears that when you start to do the drugs, or you're drinking, or you're doing drugs, you seem to have a little anger problem that you go into. But hopefully you can get that resolved, not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement, sir. We want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Valencia. Please set the phone down and put the CO3 on the line or have the next person come in. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. God bless you.
You too, sir.